This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Now that you know what nepotism means, I'd like to share with you a story about a famous American actress by the name of Lori Loughlin. When I was a teenager, I'd watch Lori on one of my favorite American sitcoms called Full House. I'm sure that many of you are familiar with the sitcom. It was mega popular at the time. To make a long story short, Full House is about a single father who lives in San Francisco, where he is trying to raise his three daughters with the help of his brother and his friend. His brother's girlfriend on the show was played by actress Lori Loughlin, where she played Aunt Becky. I specifically remember Aunt Becky being this innocent, sweet, and loving person. Unfortunately, as it turns out, the actress Lori Loughlin, who played Aunt Becky in Full House, isn't as sweet in real life as she was on that show. Keep listening and I'll tell you why. Welcome to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words, your favorite English learning podcast. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode 204. Have you ever heard anyone saying something like this? He or she finally showed his or her true colors. For someone to show you their true colors is for them to show you who they really are. Going back to Aunt Becky from Full House, on screen, she was portrayed as an innocent, sweet, and loving person. In fact, I remember even watching interviews with Lori Loughlin, the actress who played Aunt Becky, and she too always came off as a very innocent, sweet, and loving person. But little did we know about Lori Loughlin's true colors. In other words, little did we know about who Lori truly was until a college admissions scandal broke out in 2019. You see, in 2019, a big scandal about college admissions came to light involving actress Lori Loughlin and other rich people. When something comes to light, it is exposed. It is available for all of us to see and learn about it. So, in 2019, a big scandal about college admissions came to light involving actress Lori Loughlin and other rich people. This scandal, called Operation Varsity Blues, showed how some wealthy parents were cheating to get their kids into good colleges. Lori Loughlin was one of the most well-known people caught up in this. Now, listen to this. Please listen to this. She and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, a fashion designer, were accused of paying $500,000. Yes, $500,000 to help their two daughters get into the University of Southern California, USC. Just to be clear, USC is one of the top universities in Southern California. You don't just get accepted to it just like that. You actually have to work hard to get accepted. What do you mean you have to work hard? Well, for one, you have to study hard in school. You have to have good grades. You have to somehow be involved in community service, volunteer work, really be an active member of society in order to get accepted. You basically have to show that you deserve to be at USC. You have to show that you earned your way to that university. Let me repeat that word again. You earned your way in. See, Lori and her corrupt husband pretended their daughters were athletes in rowing, even though they didn't row. Pay attention to the adjective corrupt here. Please don't say corrupt, say corrupt. Corrupt. When someone is corrupt, he or she is crooked, shady, dishonest. In this case, both Lori and her husband were corrupt because they literally paid $500,000 to USC so that their daughters, Olivia Jade and Isabella Rose, could go to that college. By the way, rowing is a sport where you sit in a boat and use oars, long poles with flat ends, to move the boat through the water. So not only did Lori and her husband pay a ton of money so that their daughters can be accepted to USC, but they also lied and said that their daughters know how to row, but in actuality, they have no idea how to row. In this specific case, I am mentioning Lori and her family, but in fact, this scandal revealed a big problem where other rich parents, coaches, and college staff were all involved in cheating. They lied about test scores and made up fake sports achievements to get their kids into college. That, my friends, is nepotism. In fact, Lawlin's part in this scandal brought up a big issue, nepotism. As I told you in yesterday's episode, nepotism means helping family members get ahead because of who they are, not because of what they can do. This happens in business and politics, but seeing it in college admissions was really concerning. It showed how some people use their money and connections to give their kids advantages in education, which is beyond unfair to students who don't have those advantages and who work hard. I remember reading about this scandal in 2019, and I was fuming. Do you remember what fuming means from podcast episode 203, from yesterday's podcast episode? I was pissed off. I remember thinking about my own university experience where I applied for a program that 1,300 students applied for, and only 300 students got accepted. I was one of them. But I was one of the 300 students because I worked so hard to accomplish that goal. Throughout college and university, I worked at least one job and attended classes and studied for exams, and I could never call my parents to ask for money. Let me explain. I couldn't call my parents for help because they would not have been able to help me. So I got myself through that entire process entirely on my own. I did the work. I made the sacrifices. And thankfully, I was able to fulfill one of my longtime dreams, which was to graduate from a university in the United States. I am the first person in my immediate family to graduate from a university. Now, imagine if Lori's daughters had stolen that opportunity from me or other struggling and hard-working students like myself. Jesus Christ, that infuriated me. It made me so mad because it's simply unfair. It's unfair to all students out there who don't have the same resources as Lori and her corrupt husband had. Because you see, not all of us have $500,000 sitting around waiting to be spent on dishonest and unfair activities. But Lori and her husband obviously did. And so they were able to use nepotism to get both of their daughters into USC. See, that's nepotism. See, Lori's daughters truly are Nepo babies. Reese Witherspoon's son, Deacon, is not. See, if Lori had bought a $500,000 apartment for her daughters because they worked super hard and accomplished amazing things, I wouldn't have a single problem with that. Sure, we may argue that paying $500,000 for an apartment is a lot of money. Sure, we can argue about that. But remember what I said in yesterday's episode. At the end of the day, it's their money and they can spend it however they want to, as long as it's not spent on corrupt and dishonest activities. By the way, after this scandal, colleges started to look more closely at how they admit students, trying to make it fairer. Lolin and her husband both admitted they did wrong. Lolin spent 2 months in prison and her husband spent 5 months. But even though they were punished, the scandal made people think more about how wealth and family connections, family ties, can make things unequal, especially in places like colleges where everyone should have a fair chance based on their abilities. Well, I feel confident now that through episode 203 and 204, you certainly know what Nepo baby means. Please don't miss next week's podcast episode. Also, don't miss our end of the year free Zoom meeting, which is happening on Sunday, December 3rd at 6 a.m. Los Angeles time. Message me on Instagram. Follow You, Me, and Words on Instagram so that I can add you to my list of students who want to participate. If you can, please join us. It will be so much fun. We are going to talk about You, Me, and Words, the podcast. I want to hear what you have learned this year through the podcast. I also want to know what your favorite podcast episode is and why. I hope to see you all on Zoom on Sunday, December 3rd. Thank you for all of your support and keep growing your English. I know that you can do it.